Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm you have called me.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless your name, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We give you praise, give you honor and glory. We thank you for the opportunity we have tonight to be in your presence, Lord God. We count it our robbery, Lord God. We thank you for the joy, the opportunity we have just to be in you. And we're excited about change. We're excited about you, Lord God. We're excited about how you're moving. And even in our behalf right now, that even beyond what we can see, even beyond what we know, that you're doing the impossible in our lives, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Father, even as you're equipping us for greatness and excellence, Lord God. Thank you for leading us by your presence, Lord Jesus, that as we walk out this mandate tonight, we thank you, Lord God, that we should do all things, Lord God. And we thank you right now in advance for what you're about to do and how you're moving right now in Jesus' name. Lord, have your way, Jesus. Move as you lead, as you guide, as you protect, Lord Jesus. We surrender all to you. So, Lord, we thank you right now for this opportunity we have as we come seeking your face, Lord God. Thy face we shall seek. We thank you, Lord God, for your divine motivation tonight. We thank you, Lord God, as we're connected to you. We thank you, Lord God, that all power is in your hand, Lord God. It is nothing impossible to them that believe. So, Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We bless you, Lord God, and have your way tonight. We surrender all. Jesus, increase that I decrease now. Jesus, increase that I decrease now. Jesus, increase that I decrease now. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In the house, say amen. 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 Well, welcome to Eagles of Flight. I'm Apostle Marcus Dufree and with Selena Dufree. And we thank God for you being with us tonight as we come into the presence of the Lord. We come seeking his face right now, and not only just for his face, but seeking him to show up his glory, his power, show up in our lives in different ways of even motivating and really causing us to triumph. The Lord is doing a new thing in our lives right now, and we want to thank God for each and everyone tuning in to be with us tonight as we go in. Tonight, the Lord is going to lead us into a different vein of flow tonight. Tonight, we're going to talk about motivation to win. There's a lot of things, a lot of opposition in the world today. There's a lot of opposition that we're facing in life right now that causes, that is not even encouraging. But it's kind of discouraging if we let it be so. And sometimes it makes you feel like not even trying. Now, if you look at a lot of different things that happen, but we have to remember this. We're in this world, but we're not of this world. So with that being said, that lets us know that we cannot operate, if we're talking about kingdom, we cannot operate the same way the world is and expect to have their results. We cannot expect to do it the world's way and have the kingdom results. Let me say it like that. It sounds a little better. See, if we're kingdom people, kingdom-minded people, and kingdom people, then we have to do things the kingdom way. You know, in spite of when it comes to life, we have to do the kingdom way. We have to do it the way the Lord has put in for us his way. So, as we get ready to go forth, I just want to encourage you to truly hear what the Spirit is saying tonight and allow him to minister to you right where you are. The Word, trust the Word will find you. The Word will catch you right there where you are, and you'll be able to take it and run with it and find it. Amen. So we thank the Lord for what he's about to do. So as we get ready to get to the Word, I'm going to ask you to turn with me to Philippians chapter 3, and chapter 4. Okay, let's go to verse 10. But I rejoice greatly. Well, let me go back a little bit. Okay, let's go to verse 4. Let's go to verse 4. Okay. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, should keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which you have both learned, received, and heard, and seen in me, do. And the God of peace shall be with you. But I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again. Wherein you were also careful, but you lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatever state I am therein to be content. I know both how to be abased, I know how to be abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full, to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Amen. I want to start right there. I'm going to back up a verse. Verse 12 and verse 13. I know both how to be abased and how to be abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed, both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. I'm going to say this. Our focus, our theme, what we're shooting for, is all motivation to win. See, this is the thing. Life is a challenge, and our focus is to win. We're going to win. We already won, but we have to win in the small, the daily details of life, and because we have some challenges come our way. So this is motivation to win, but we also have a subtopic. Our theme is motivation to win. But our subtopic is, say I won't. Turn the devil's lies into fuel. Statement again, say I won't. And then, turning the devil's lies into fuel. One more time, say I won't. I'm turning the devil's lies into fuel. Yes, I am, you are, we are. We're turning the devil's lies into fuel. Catch that in the spirit. See, the more the devil say I want, the more the people say I want, the more, and especially when God has said I can't. See, this is not saying that we're trying to be all illegal. Now, we got to make sure that from our standpoint, this is what God is saying. And if this is what God is saying to do, whatever that he's told you to do, then you got all you need. In spite of opposition, in spite of the people, the naysayers, in spite of what the devil want to tell you, but all that he's saying, he may be saying that you can't do it, you never do it, you don't have what it takes, all of that, whatever he's saying. See, all that you're saying is I won't. And the only thing I'm hearing is I can. He said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Not base, which strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Because I know my strength comes from the Lord. And I know if God set it up, I'm going to do it. I can and I will. So the more you say I won't, the more God say, yes, I can and I will do it. I'm going to do it. It's going to get done. See, now we're turning the devil's lies into fuel. I'm turning the devil's lies into fuel. Instead of you letting his word discourage me, I'm going to use it as encouragement to overcome him and overcome life. Challenge you tonight to receive what I'm saying. Say I won't. Because I'm turning the devil's lies into fuel. Because he said I won't, I'm going to take it, run with it, and get it done. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So let's go to Matthew chapter 8. Matthew chapter 8. Hallelujah. 7 verse 1. When he was come from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. See, I like the fact that the leper didn't come. Jesus, can you pray for me, maybe, and can you make me clean? He didn't come in doubt. He didn't come skeptical. He didn't come questioning. He just come blowing blank and said, Lord, if you will, if you do it, if you're willing to do it, you can make me clean. He making a bold, clear statement. See, he wasn't willing to accept the fact that he's a leper. He wasn't going to accept that leper like that all his days. He was seeking a solution. He knew, matter of fact, who to go to get his solution. He went to Jesus. And he's waiting on, he said the statement, he said it with a bold statement, and plain and clear, Lord, if thou wilt, I can be made clean. Now you can make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and stretched his hand and touched him, saying, I will. See, Jesus said, I will. Because you believe, I will. Because you won't stop, I will. Because you desire, because you're hungry for it, I will. See, what are we giving the Lord to work with? The enemy is going to try you. He's going to try to bring all. He's the father of lies. He's going to say all that he wants to say because that's what he does. He's always trying to discourage you. You know, so that's why we have to know in who we operating from. We have to know who's in charge. And here it is, he's making it plain. If you believe, you shall receive. So here it is, so we look at this thing as we see it for what it is. He said, I will be thou clean, and immediately his leprosy was cleansed. It didn't take all day, all year, but because he believed, he gave the Lord something to work with. And the only thing the Lord had to do was willingly touch him or willingly pray for him, and it was done. Because he believed. See, the enemy is always going to try to come to you to tell you you can't, you won't, not, there's no way it can be done. Matter of fact, let's say this, your situation might look like you can't, there's no way it will be done. You know, it's going to look like that sometimes. But it's according to your faith being unto you. You have to know that God is able. You have to know and be willing to stand against all odds. You got to know that the more your situation say you can't do it, the more you got to be willing to do. I remember one year, matter of fact, coming to the two or three years ago, it was like coming into January. My wife was in her last half of the year in school, as far as to become a teacher, and she was during this time she was still pregnant, and she had to go through this part. She had to get a position to go through to go through the like the clinical. After she actually completed the course, she had actually had to have some time in the school for the last 3 or 4 months or the last half of the year to actually work with the students and everything along with the teacher. I can't remember off the top of my head, but anyway, the fact of the matter is, before I go any further, if anyone desires to call in, ask questions, make comments, or ask for prayer, the number is 347-945-5416. Press 1 to get into the Q box. 347-945-5416. Press 1 to get into the Q box. So, thank you. Okay, so anyway, so she was going through the last half of the year, and she had needed to get some paperwork turned in by a certain time in order for her to get into school to actually be able to perform it. Well, something happened, and somehow the person who was supposed to do it didn't come through. And the way it was that she had to kind of wait for an opportunity, but it was like if she do it, she would have to wait a little bit longer, like another month or so, and that would actually put her in a crunch moment because she was actually due to have a baby, and I think it was April, if I'm not mistaken, last part of April. And so, long story short, if the counselor, she went and talked to the counselor at her school, and she was like, they were telling her that based on the situation, the school was saying that based on the situation, that's how it had to be. She had to wait another month or so, and then when she was able to come in, it was going to push her past her date. So she would almost be incomplete. You know, it wasn't going to work on her behalf or favor for it to be pushed back another month, because that would actually set her behind where she'd be incomplete instead of being close enough to where she could make it through. So she asked me, she called me, said, you know, babe, what should I do? How should I handle the situation? Because, I mean, do I even bother for what they were saying? They were trying to tell her there was no way at this point in time. We don't have anyone. We can't get you in right now. There's no way we can kind of do that. And because you missed that cutoff time, there's nothing that we can do. So she talked to her counselor at her school, and the woman was like, so she told her the situation. So she was like, wait a minute. No, we're going to work that. And she said, we're going to work that. Let me make a few calls and take care of it. So this is after she talked to me. I said, baby, look, I said, go ahead, do it. We have nothing to lose. At least go ahead and put your foot in. What they say that you can't, I believe that something can happen. I don't know how it's going to work out, but I just believe that it's going to work out. And just left it like that, nothing deep or snow, no fireworks coming out of that after the word was spoken. I know what they said, but still apply anyway, go for it. And she talked to her counselor. She said, matter of fact, we're going to fix it too. She said, she worked it out. And she said, matter of fact, what we're going to do is we will get you started immediately. And not only that, but when you come up to that point when it's time for you to have the baby, we will have you be able to leave, and you'll be fine. You don't have to worry about coming back because it'll be complete. That time will be submissive, good enough for you to get through to where you don't have to actually come back, or it won't be incomplete. You'll get the full credit of what you need, and it's going to work on your behalf. Now, if she had taken that, she would have given it to I can't, or you can't. There's no way you can do it. Let me tell you something. People's words, they're going to say a whole bunch of words, but your heart has the final say, or your relationship with God is going to have the final say. What does God say? If he's telling you to pursue on, even though they said no, it's not going to work, God will always have a yes. You have to press on beyond the odds, beyond the fight, and go on beyond what man say or people say, even what the devil say that you can do. You're always going to have opposition. But which are you willing to stay into it and finish the fight? So amen. So because she did, she was able to finish, and when she was able to have the baby, and when she completed that summer, she took the test and she passed the test, and that summer she was looking for a job. Matter of fact, I lost my job a few weeks after the child was born. So she was able to pick it up while I was going to school. So let me tell you something, opposition will try to come. But we have to remember whose presence which you stand. We stand in the presence of the mighty Lord who's working on our behalf. He says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So because he said it, I believe it, that settles it, it's done. See, we have to take him at his word and know, no matter what people say, no matter what they do, God has the final say. Because I'm a believer, I have to believe. See, we can't be in doubt and expect God to move on our behalf. We have to believe him or we don't. We have to choose. I choose to believe God. What about you? Amen. Let's go a little further in the scriptures. Amen. So here it is. We see the word of God. Let's go to Matthew once again, Matthew chapter 8. Matthew chapter 8. And so he said, I will, and immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus said to him, See thou, tell no man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. And when Jesus was entering Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him, okay, and saying, Lord, my servant lie at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I will. Once again, Jesus saying, I will. See, Jesus is not a hitman out to cause you to suffer. We have to see, there's two sets of different situations. He already says, I will. Jesus is willing to help you. He's willing to heal you. He's willing to bring you out. You have to know and believe him. Take him at his word and know that he's for you and not against you. See, life and situations will try to tell you that the Lord, he don't care about you, or Jesus ain't got you, nobody stay in your corner. Is Jesus, he don't care. He don't care about you, The Lord ain't working with you. Matter of fact, you don't deserve this. You don't deserve that. The enemy's going to say all kind of stuff. Once again, according to your faith, be it up to you. Other words, what you believe is what you say. What you say is what you believe, or what you believe is what you're going to have. Okay. He says, he will come and heal him. The centurion answered, saying, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only. See, this is a lesson for us. See, the centurion soldier, he was the one who needed the help, not Jesus. But he was speaking not only of authority, but of respect, but he was also speaking the word of power. He was saying, he said, I'm not worthy that thou should come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. See, he spoke faith. He spoke beyond the situation. He didn't look at the situation and judge his, he did not judge or let his sister's mouth, he didn't let his mouth of his situation dictate what his mouth was saying. His situation did not stop him from speaking beyond what he saw. See, in order to have motivation to win, you have to be willing to speak beyond what you see. You have to be able to speak beyond what you hear. You have to be able to speak beyond what people are saying. Once again, it's according to your faith. You have to speak beyond what's being said in your atmosphere, or what's going on, what you see, what's happening, what you feel like, even. You have to be able to speak beyond what you feel like. Because the point of the matter is, it can be hell and high water outside, but inside of you should be always, the sun should be shining. you should always have the sun shining inside of you. In other words, Jesus is always ready to speak something alive out of your mouth because you believe him. Hallelujah. So the centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldst come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say to this man, go, and he goes, and to another man, come, to another he come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he do it. And when Jesus heard it, he marveled, and said to him, then follow. He said to them to follow. Now here it is. Jesus is being amazed because this man didn't even work. He's not one of his disciples, but he's speaking in respect of authority, and he understands the power. He's speaking because he understands who he's talking to. Do you understand who you're talking to? Do you understand who's really in you? Do you understand that the greatest one who ever walked this earth is inside of you? Do you understand this? Do you see what God is saying? You have been made to win. You have been equipped to win. The word is alive in you and close to your mouth and to your heart, which is the word of faith that we preach. The word is nigh thee, in thy mouth, in thy heart. And this is the word of faith. As a matter of fact, let's go to that scripture, to the word, amen. Oh, man. Jesus. Let's go to Romans chapter 10. Well, let me back up a little bit. Let's see this here. Now, even with that, okay, anyone who's there, once again, whoever need to call, they need to call in, who's listening, the number is 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416, get in the question box, amen. Amen, so here it is. Let's go to verse 8. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. Let me read that again. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. See, you have to remember, the word is nigh thee. See, this is why we have to have the word in our heart that we may not sin against him. See, when you understand, when you get that word in you, it's going to be the word that comes out. When you need it the most, when trouble arises, it won't be a bunch of emotions coming out. Well, that's the thing. Whatever we feed ourselves, or feed on, that's what's going to come out. If you feed on yourself with a bunch of emotions and not get into his presence, not get into his word, when pressures and trials and tribulations in life comes, it's going to cause you to begin to, you will find yourself getting emotional when everything happens. Instead of speaking the word, He said the word is nigh thee. See, the word won't come near you or won't be close to you unless you put it there. You can't put the Bible under your pillow and expect the Bible to get in your head. No, you will have to rehearse that word. See, man should not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. See, you have to feed on the word. In order for the word to be nigh you, and close to your mouth, even in your mouth and in thy heart, you have to put it there. And when it comes time that the word is needed to be pulled on, the Holy Spirit has something to pull. He has something to give to you back. Because why? Because you put something in. He can't bring something back to your remembrance if you never put it in. See, and this is why we have to remember, this is going to help us to be motivated to win. Because why? Because you will be relentless. You will not give up. You will not give in. You will not quit. You won't be allowing the enemy to hit you and you put drop your head down and just take it. My God. Amen. In that heart, that is the word of faith. See, the word of faith. Word of faith. Preaching isn't just only for a preacher. All of us have the ability to preach the word, because the preacher preaches just proclaim it. We all have the right to proclaim the gospel throughout the world. You don't need a title to do that. You don't need a title to speak the word to your situation. You don't need a title to do that. See, you don't have, you know, when things, life gets challenging, things get tough, speak the word only. Speak the word only. Okay, as we see that, let's move on a little further. Even as we see this for many parts, when people, you know, receive salvation, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thy heart, and believe in the heart, that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. See, once again, you got to say the right things. You got to release the right things from out of your heart. Confess, okay? Jesus said, "There's not what goes in that condemns a man, but what comes out." Not only what comes out that condemns you, but also that can save you. See, verse 10. For with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. The mouth, confession is made unto salvation. See, in other words, you saying the right thing, you speaking the right way will save you. See, you speaking the right thing not only will save you, like, from out of trouble, but also cause your situation to change. Will cause a deliverance to happen. That can be out of the situation, or causing the whole your situation to turn around. That's what comes out of your mouth as you begin to speak the word. Confession is made unto salvation. Now, and that word salvation is deliverance, healing, victory. I mean, there's a lot of things that word salvation means. To be saved, to be brought to a safe place, to change your condition. See, that condition cannot change until we change our ways. And when we begin to speak differently, then we begin to see that things happen differently. Amen. For the scripture says, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. The word of God is telling us right here, if you believe in the word, you're not going to be put to shame. Yes, some things may take a little time to materialize, but you're not going to be put to shame. Once again, anyone needs to call in, the number is 347-945-5416, 347-945-16, press 1 to get in the cue box. See, you can make it. You are a winner. You've been made to win. Opposition is going to come try you because, you know, my God. Okay, let's hold that thought. Let's go to Romans chapter 12. Okay, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Okay? All right. So, verse 2. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed, changed by the renewing of your mind. Now let's go a little bit deeper. In order for you to have motivation to win and motivation into life to succeed, you have to change the way you're thinking. You have to change the way you're speaking. You have to change the way you're living. See, these things have to happen in order for you to change your whole mindset and approach life differently. You have to change. You have to begin to look at life from a different plane. You can't look at it from the corner of woe is me and expect to win. Let's now go from woe from the corner of woe is me. Let's go on the other side of the room to the victory's corner. See, when you're speaking from a place of victory, you can have victory. Oh, my Jesus. See, when you're speaking from a place of victory, that's why I say change sides of the room. Where don't speak from woe is me corner, but now go to the other side where there's the victory's corner. See, when you change your position, you change your condition. Change your position the way you stand it. Change your position the way you lay it. Change your position in which you stand it and doing from. And when you change that position, now your condition can change because you're speaking from a different place. See, you speak from victory's corner. Now victory has to come out of your mouth because that's the place you speak from. You're living from. You're residing from. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide, live, stay under the shadow of the Almighty. So your victory is going to come from that corner in which you stand. And you, your place and your posture that you keep, you shall win. That's why it's very important for you to hold your ground. Don't move. Hold your place. Get it to shift your place. Shift out of that place of woe is me and downtrodden and not being able to accomplish it, and go to victory's corner and stay in victory's corner. See, you can't speak or preach something that you're not living. If you're living in victory, you're standing in victory, you're moving in victory, you can speak victory where your victory is needed. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so as he goes forward, he says, by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. See, your motivation to win is, guess what? You have, do have something to prove, but not to the people that you're thinking that you have to prove. Ah. You ain't got to prove nothing to nobody. You're proving to God. See, your proving is unto God, not unto people. See, we have the right mind set about, like, we when we come from a place of trying to prove something, we have the right idea, but to the wrong ones. You're not trying to prove to the people on earth, but you're trying to prove to God that what he's saying is true in your heart. Prove it to God what he is saying to you in your heart is real. Now, that's the victory. Because what he says to you, you now believe it to live it, to see it through. See, you're not trying to prove to auntie and uncle and all of them that you're going to be somebody. You've proven to God that his word through your life and in your life is working by you walking out the word. And now they're seeing change. Now he's seeing change in you. And you've proven to God, yes, Lord, I believe your word and I receive it. And now you're showing it. And see, as you're showing, you've proven to God, people are seeing this thing happen. But when we aim to please the people, that's when we err. Because trying to please people and trying to prove to people will get us in the wrong place. Now we're trying to prove something in our own strength. Because, see, once again, we're not proving this thing to people. We're proving ourselves. We're being proven to God. And as guys, we're being proven to God. Now he's proven his word through me and you. And they're seeing everything while it's taking place. So, see, they're going to see you. Just keep living for God. They're going to see you. Keep proving it unto the Lord. Keep proving unto the Lord. Don't try to get them trying to prove to people, or they say, I ain't do, but I'm going to show them. No, 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 no. Listen, let the devil say I won't. And God already say I can, say I won't. Now I'm going to use that for me to walk in a greater place of obedience and follow through with his word. Say I won't. And you about to see this thing come to pass. Say I won't, and you're going to see his lies get turned to my field to win. See, the more the enemy starts feeding, saying, oh, you can't do, you can't. So now I'm hearing it, and I'm turning it back towards him. Why? How? By going forth in God and doing what God says that I can do. I'm proving out the word. I'm walking in my confidence. My power, the power I walk in, is not in myself. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. See, I'm walking in his power, his authority, his likeness, his strength, his mind. I'm walking it out for his glory. See, this is the thing. Who's going to get the glory out of what you do? Is it you? Now, see, get this. Because, see, if I'm trying to prove to them, I'm trying to get glory for what God is doing. That's why you don't have to prove nothing to people. Caught up on proving to people. Prove yourself to God. Lord, I believe you in your word. I take you at your word. I believe your word is true. And as you do that, you're proving that to God, which keeps your heart right. Because, see, if you're trying to prove something to them, now your heart is getting out of place. But as long as you're trying to prove to God, your heart will stay right towards God. Because your heart is to please God in your life living. And as you're being motivated to live this thing out and prove it out to God, now at the same time, their negative words are becoming fuel to your fire. Because the more they say you can't, the more you find out that you can, and the more that you are doing it. So let them say, so tell them, you know, say I won't. The more you say I won't, the more I'm doing it. I'm turning their lies, because remember, the devil, he's the father of lies. So every time they say you won't, guess what? You can. See, how you interpret what you hear is going to give you power or make you weak. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Speak, Lord. See, how you interpret what you hear in life and in challenges and just in, even in learning is going to help you achieve or not. So if you choose to take what you're hearing from them and allow it to be fuel for your fire, you will win. Because the more they keep saying you won't, you are. You're doing it. You want, you must. Because you're taking it and using it as fuel for your fire to get the job done. And not only get it done, but do it in excellence, because you're making your, you do it as unto the Lord. Everything you do, do it as unto the Lord. That's why you don't have time to be trying to prove nothing to nobody. Prove to the Lord and let the Lord prove to others who you are, that you are who he says that you are. You can do what he says you can do. You can have what he says you can have. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The perfect will of God. Okay, so, all right. So let's go back, amen, to Philippians chapter 4. Amen. We're going to close. We're going to go back there. We'll close from there. Amen. So as we go back, we want to go back to verse, well, I guess we can look at that. Okay. Let's go to verse 6. Okay. Restless, let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful. Be anxious for nothing. Be anxious for nothing. Be careful for nothing. What you worried about? There's no need to worry. God has you covered. No need for you to worry. God has you covered. He has you in sync. Trust me, you stay in that place with God. He is proving you. You don't have to prove that to nobody. You just do it to the Lord, proving that you're doing, walking on his word according to him, and he will prove you to people. It's not your job to try and prove, hey, look at me. No, that's not your job to do that. Your whole thing is look at God. I'm looking at God. As you do it, remember this. As you're going through your life challenges and certain situations are hard for you to go through, keep saying to yourself, I'm looking unto God. God, I'm looking unto you. Lord, I'm looking unto you. I'm looking unto you, Lord. Lord, I'm looking unto you. I see you, Jesus. I see you. I know it may look crazy right now. I know it may not sound good, but I see you. I'm looking at you right now, Lord. I'm looking at you. I'm keeping my eyes on you. I am proving myself to you. I'm proving that your word is true. I'm proving to you, Lord. I'm proving to you. Lord, I thank you. I'm proving to you. Even if you have to remind yourself like that to make sure you stay on the right track, do it. For that number, anyone need to call in, the number is 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416. Press 1 to get in the queue box. See, what you have to do is what you have to do in order for you to get it right, in order for you to change and be converted to a new way of thinking. It's all necessary, okay? So as he says, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, see, by prayer, you pray and seek God and supplication, tell God what you need, what's going on, with thanksgiving. Don't forget to begin to give him thanks. See, sometimes we get stuck in the praying and telling God what we need, but we never move on to thanksgiving. When you finish plays, move on to thanksgiving. Once you told God, presented to God, begin to thank God. Begin to thank him. No matter what the situation is, you believe in God, it seems impossible, it seems like a thing that you can't do. No, you continue out. Continue to walk that thing out. Amen. Hallelujah. In supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. See, let your request be made known to God. You can't, other people ain't going to be able to do it for you, but you got to go to God. Then God will give you instruction on what to do from that point. Amen. Okay, let your request be made known to God. And the peace of God, see, after you've done what you're supposed to do, now here comes the peace. You talk to the Lord. You give him your burden. You release the letter go. You give him direction. You know what to do with the situation, whatever case may be. You give it to the Lord, and you're done now. All you have to do from this point, just begin to thank God for it. Begin to thank him for it. Begin to thank God. Lord, thank you for working the situation out. Thank you for a new head, a roof over my head. Thank you, Lord God, for whatever case may be. But you just begin to go to thanking him. You already did your part. Part is giving it to him. Just begin thinking that it's already done, you know? Amen. And our pastor understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. See, it's going to keep your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. That's why you got to hold on and hold out. Don't let the enemy steal your joy. Don't let him steal from you. The one who stole, let him steal no more. Stop letting the enemy steal your joy. Stop letting him steal your happiness because of what he said to you, discouraging you, making you feel like nobody, to where now he's breaking your heart. The devil is a liar. Everything he says to you, remember, he's the father of lies. So everything he says to you, reverse what he's saying to you. You'll never be nobody. Oh, thank you. You saying I'm somebody. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. You saying I'm somebody really good. Just, you know, let change it. See, you have the power to change. You have the power to hear and receive the way it needs to be received. So no matter what the enemy is trying to say to you or about you, remember from where your victory comes. Remember that. Hallelujah. As we go a little further, we're almost there. All right. Keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, my brother, strongly, brother, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are a good report, I mean, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. See, we have to be careful. See, it's not what we're doing when everybody's looking, but also when no one's looking or when no one's around. Where is our heart and our mind at the time? Are we meditating on things, thinking about how much we're not going to make it, or we meditate on things and speaking how much we're going to make it, how God is going to bring us out? Are you beginning to speak faith into your situation, or are you holding back on doubt? Amen. All right. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. See, think on those things as positive. See, we have to grab our soul and keep our soul together by saying the right thing. As we're saying the right thing, God can begin to do those things. He said, those things which you have both learned, received, and heard, and seen in me do. See, the other thing is too. You know, once again, say I want, and I'm going to turn the devil's lies into fuel to win. And then, not only that, who am I listening to? Who am I watching? Who am I taking my notes from? Be careful to whom you give this kind of attention to. If we're not listening to what the Word is saying, if we're not receiving from someone who's living the Word, speaking the Word, and walking in the Word, then we got to be careful. Because, see, we look at ourselves, we better set ourselves up for a fall. Okay, and in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Once again, that with in your obedience comes peace. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In your obedience comes to peace. So some of us can't get to the peace because we ain't been obeying. So as you believe and you obey the Lord, we're almost there. And I rejoice in the Lord greatly that at the last your care of me have flourished again, where you were also careful, but you lack opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned, listen here, this is very careful, I mean, this is very important, I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therefore, to be content. See, no matter the key, one of the key things to this is, no matter where you are today, learn to be content. No, there's a difference between being content and uncomfortable. Now, being comfortable saying, look, I ain't going nowhere else. I ain't trying to do nothing more. I'm done. I'm finished. But content is, okay, I'm going to give right now. I know this is temporary. I'm not going to, you know, get myself all worked up because this is only temporary. Okay? Now, he says, I know both how to be abased. I know how to be bound. I know. So he knows how to be base. In other words, he knows how to stay low, how to be humble. You know, he also knows how to be abound, how to be up in attitude, and you know, and just how to be up and about. And he knows how to be, you know, like abundant. He knows how to be abound. He knows how to be his spirit lifted up. Everywhere and in all things, I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry. Amen. Once again, he knows he's being instructed how to be full and be hungry. He knows how to walk in to it. He don't have to eat, or he don't have to eat everything up. He knows how to be satisfied, and he knows how to be hungry. In other words, he knows how to say, okay, yeah, sure, I receive, feed me. You know, both to be abound and to suffer need, to go high in the Lord, or to suffer need, or just need a hand or touch, whatever. I can do all things through Christ with strength, which strengthens me. He's saying plain and simple, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You can learn to live from this place in God to where you can do all things. You can win. No matter what opposition comes against you, you can overcome it. You have victory inside of your mouth. You have victory inside of your heart. You have victory in your life. You are motivated to win. You are not going to quit. You're not going to give up. I don't care what the odds may say. People may say, things may say, your pain may say. No matter what it's saying, you're not going to give up. Say I want and I will. Say it, I want. I'm going to show you this. I'm going to show you in God. By me doing it God's way, I'm going to show you that I can. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I don't need your permission to win. I've already won. I'm just seeing how I did it through Christ once again. Say I won't, and I will every time. Because the more you say I won't, the more God is saying I can and I will do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So glory be to God. We thank the Lord for each and every one. Once again, thank you for an awesome time tonight. And we just had a great time in the Word, and just be motivated to win this week. Motivated to win. Don't let the devil steal your joy. Don't let him steal your purpose, your plan. You continue to go into God and let God have his way. God is ready to perform his word in your life. Let him do it. Don't fight back. Father, we thank you for your word this hour. Thank you for your great people. Thank you for using them for your glory, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, that you deserve all victory and all power. In Jesus' mighty name. So, Father, we thank you right now. If there be someone who does not know you as the Lord and Savior, or as you repeat after me, if you don't know the Lord, you need to be saved. Father, forgive me, for I'm a sinner. I turn away from my old life. I turn away from sin. I turn away from doing what things my flesh want to do. And I now submit myself to you. Lord, have your way in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that we shall walk forth and go forth in victory and power. Thank you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I receive your word, oh God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. For those who don't know, Lord, I mean, Hindus, but you fell away from the relationship with the Lord, amen. Lord, forgive me. Help me. I need to thank you, Lord, for helping me. I need to be restored. I need you to, Lord, restore my life back in your hands. I surrender all. I give you my life. I receive yours. I walk now in your confidence and your power to go forth in this life to succeed. Thank you, Lord. I need you, and I depend on you. I receive you, Lord, as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for leading me to victory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. God bless you all. Have a wonderful night. Amen.
I don't know what's waiting on me in the future. I just don't know. I don't know what I'll be doing 10 years from now. I just don't know. But I believe that teaching God's holy word. Oh, it's in my heart.
It's in my heart.
Yeah.
To serve the Lord.
It's in my heart.
It's in my heart.
Yes, it is.
To serve the Lord.
I'll be serving the Lord. Though sometimes my road gets dark and dreary, I can't hardly find my way. Sometimes my burdens get so heavy that I can't stop having sleepless nights and lonely days. But I believe if I keep holding on, God is gonna comfort me and keep me strong. 'Cause it's in my heart.
It's in my heart.
Yes, it is. It's way down on the inside. Oh, Lord. God planted his love. Yes, it is. He put it down in my heart. Come on, baby. Listen. Now, I've been singing for a long, long time. I'm not gonna give up. Said I gotta make been lied on, mistreated by my so-called friends. But if I had another chance, I'd do it all again. It's in my heart.
It's in my heart.
Oh, yeah.
It's in my
heart. Got it down
in my heart.
In my heart. Oh, yeah.
It's in my heart.
Said it's in my heart.
It's in my heart.
Yes, it is.
It's in my heart.
Down in my heart. Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. Father, Father, I just want you to know I'm not doing this for shape, form, or fashion. I just want you to know it's down in my heart. The reason I'm here tonight, because it's in my heart. And I want you to know, I want you to know, Mama and Daddy, when I was a little boy, Mama and Daddy raised us up in the church. They didn't send us to Texas, they took us to church. Can I get a witness out there? And if we got to the church house and act like we didn't want to go in, Mama would catch me in the collar and she'd drug. Mama and Daddy drug us to church house. I wish I had a witness out there and had planted it in my heart. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh, Lord.
that's in my heart. Many times we didn't get paid, y'all, but I kept on singing anyway because I had it in my heart. Can I get a one witness? Can I get a one witness? Deep down in my heart, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, well, wait a minute, I'm not through yet. Y'all act like y'all don't know what we're doing up here. Come on. You got it?
I gotta love my friends, and whenever you see me, I'll be.